This episode of Rockcast is brought to you by Rock Partner Fishhook, providers of website design and development services. Connect with Fishhook today at rockrms.com/partners. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us again for another episode of our Rockcast podcast. This morning, I have here myself, Emily Foreman, David Turner, Nick Erdo, and John Edmiston, and we are here to give you a little update about what's going on with Rock. And as usual, we like to kick that off with an update on our versions. Where are we at with that, John?
That is a good question. We are currently working on features for version 8, so we kind of shifted focus a little bit from the 7.0 releases to work on version 8. And so currently there's a lot of development going on that on big and small features. Mike is busy working on the group history, and Ethan is tackling a bunch of, I wouldn't even say they're small, but they're kind of medium-sized items. A much-requested block that you can see all the fees for an event registration and filter them by different means so you can see who's ordered what. And a lot of other just like really cool little refactors and polish points. And so right now, we're working on version 8. We'll probably finish up some of those major points and pause version 8 to go do some 7.4 things. There are some bugs being, you know, fixed in 7.4 right now, but it's not taking a majority of our time right now. So I would say that within a week and a half to 2 weeks, we'll probably pause version 8 real quick, hit some of those version 7.4s, and then get that out. But by the time it gets through alpha testing, beta testing, it could probably be, you know, 3 to 4 weeks before, you know, we're talking about that.
That actually sounds really good. I know we've been mentioning shortening our releases up a little bit. So probably that's the way that needs to work if we're going to put that out that way.
Yeah, and we are looking at version 8 because we're kind of seeing the same thing that happened with version 7. We're getting scope creep, feature request creep. You know, we're guilty of that. The community's, you know, a little bit pushing us on some of that too. And so we're really kind of refiguring out like, okay, we can't let this happen again. And so what are we going to do to kind of, you know, trim that down a little bit? And so we really are hoping to put the wraps on what we're going to tackle on that very soon. And we'll probably be talking more about that.
Okay, good. Well, that helps have a little clarity in what the process looks like now compared to this time last year. Oh, we had another really exciting announcement come up this week. So why don't you fill us in on that too?
Yeah. So, you know, this is an exciting kind of trend that Life Church is now pushing to get more people involved in open source projects that are kingdom minded. And I love that. It's really cool to see some of the stuff that they're doing. They're taking some of their very, very complex and well-engineered solutions and they're open sourcing them. And I think that's just going to be awesome for people who are kingdom-minded and want to work on projects like that, but even more importantly, the exposure it's going to get to the secular world by some of the stuff that they're open sourcing. And, you know, they do some amazing things, and some of the technologies they have are really surprising, I think, to a lot of secular people. And so having that, you know, exposure is great, but they're also trying to highlight other open source projects out there in churches and in other ministries. And so we've had Rock put onto their kind of project board or directory. And that's pretty cool because that's going to help us expand our community, help us kind of advertise our technology base and what we're doing to a wider group. You know, right now, I think if you work with a church, if you volunteer with a church and your church is using Rock, you find out about it. But there's a ton of other, you know, people working in the secular world who just want to plug into a kingdom-minded solution, and they just don't know that they exist. And so I think the discoverability of Rock will be greatly improved through what they're doing. And it's just really cool to see that, you know, we're one project that's kind of already doing that, and they're kind of being a clearinghouse for a lot of other projects and just helping us all work together. And I think that's a really cool concept.
That is a really cool concept. So if you run across Rock on this open Digirati platform, nothing's changed. It is the same Rock.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that might be one thing is like, okay, so now you part of Open Digerati? No, that's not quite how it works. I mean, we're just a project on their board, and but already we're getting, you know, some making contacts that we wouldn't have had if we weren't posted on that. There's some people who are not, you know, do not know about Rock, and they have C# experience, and they're already asking questions. And we've already met with, you know, one person too, you know, face to face, because he lived in Phoenix, and just that project helped, you know, build those relationships. And I think what they're doing is amazing. That's, you know, Rock is just one project, and to have that kind of, you know, overarching directory of projects like ours is a really cool concept.
That is. What a really neat opportunity. So that was a really fun thing to come out this week.
Yeah.
We also have another exciting announcement this week. I guess this is the week of announcements. Mm-hmm. We have for a long time been looking for a web designer that was a great fit for our team and that was local. And that's been a bit challenging, but we found out a little while ago that Garrett Johnson, who many in our community already know, was looking to make a move from where he was. And when we found out about that, we already had some familiarity with his skill set and knew that he was tied into the community. So we started talking to him about that, and it turns out that that's going to be a great fit for him and a great fit for us. And we're really excited to welcome Garrett to our team in a web designer capacity in a couple of weeks now. And that's going to be a huge help to our team. It's going to be incredible to the community. It seems like there's a wave right now of interest in having Rock Power websites. And so to have Garrett on our team, I think will be well-positioned and well-timed. And he just is going to bring a lot of great skills and a great heart for the ministry to our team. And so we're very excited about that. Mm-hmm. David, can you give us a consulting update? What's been going on in the consulting world of Sparkability?
Sure. Some cool things. One of the things we're just finishing up and getting documented is some data automation tools, which will let you automate the reactivating of people that were inactive. Like if they come and check in or they give, it will automatically reactivate. Same with inactivating people who haven't done anything for a long time. So there's those, and even changing people's campus. So if they start attending a different campus or giving a different campus, it will automatically change that for you. And then also one that a lot of people have asked for is, what about those kids that turn 18? How can we automate that? So there's a job now that will do that. And all of those have a lot of configuration that you can customize what type of data it's looking at before it does any of that type of stuff. Some other things, I think we've mentioned it too, is we're looking at caching and redoing that to just make it more performant and more customizable. We're looking at the S3 storage provider and going to be enhancing that. And just some other, a lot of little things like some communication tweaks. One thing we're doing for Willow is, this is kind of custom, but we're just adding some automated signature capture to their care center intake. Right now they use a different tool for that, and it kind of is clunky, so we're just putting that as part of Rock and streamlining that for them.
And are those things that are coming in 8 or beyond 8?
The data automation will actually be in 7.4. The rest of those will be in 8, or like Willow's is custom.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Very cool. That's fun to hear how the work that we're doing with our consulting that we need to do actually contributes to what a lot of people are asking for, and that churches are willing to contribute toward making that something that everybody can benefit from. That's really exciting.
Yeah. And what's nice too is we're able to test with big databases, so we know that it should work.
Yeah, because their database is pretty big,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah. I imagine so. So the conference is coming. And we are steadily at work a little bit earlier this year because we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of content coming this year. I know we keep saying this, but this conference, we're taking all the feedback we got last year, and we're taking advantage of the growing size of the community and the growing size of our team to really dig in and bring some excellent content to this next upcoming conference. This is going to be one you won't want to miss. And in fact, there's a reason you'll probably want to get your ticket here pretty soon. You want to tell us about that, Nick?
Sure, because the clock is ticking. So if you don't get your tickets before the 30th, you're going to pay a little bit more, or as John says, you're just going to donate a little more to the kingdom. So the price is going up from $349 to $399. So you got a couple more weeks if you want to get that in quicker and save some money. There's also a new thing on the RX 2018 page for hotel listings. I think this is maybe new. Have we done this before?
We haven't been able to get blocks of rooms with discounted pricing before because of the size of our conference. We will definitely be able to do that this year. So it is new.
Yeah. So we've got now, we've gotten big enough where if you go to the website, RX 2018, and look there, there will be links to various hotels. And if you click the link to that hotel, they're all pretty close to the church. If you click that link, you'll get the special discounted rate. I don't know exactly the rates. We're still getting some final details from them. But by the time you are hearing this, it should all be live. And so we just encourage you to go ahead and start booking your rooms as well.
Yes, absolutely. Because some of the hotels are a little bit smaller. And I imagine Rock is going to actually take over a couple of hotels right in the area, which will be a really fun experience as well. So we had mentioned on our last podcast that we'd been getting all of these requests for some deeper training on specific topics that were a little more advanced. And we talked a little bit about potentially adding another day of training after the conference. But the more we looked at that and the more we thought about the logistics of it, the more we realized we need to be able to make this accessible to a wider audience and have it live longer. So I think what we've decided to do at this time is to make that a different format that can live online, rather than to have another day after the conference. So if you were holding off purchasing your travel tickets to find out what that looked like, go ahead and make those just for the conference themselves, and we'll have more information at a later date about other training alternatives that will come up that won't require travel. So I did want to touch base on that as well. And then,
But it's important that they not like travel out the night of the second night.
Right.
Because we go late.
Yes. So. As usual, the conference is packed with content and people and connections. Do not shortchange yourself. You're making the investment to be there. Your church is making the investment to send you. You will really regret it if you book a flight out for the night of the second day of the conference. Plan to stay at your hotel the Tuesday night and fly out Wednesday morning. The connections that you make at the conference and the chance you have to follow up with your team and with everyone else there after you've heard everything that's going on is going to be just as important as actually sitting through the sessions themselves. So do not shortchange your experience. Make sure you don't fly out till Wednesday morning.
Yeah, and beyond talking with the community that night, that second night, you know, we'll probably still be available to chat. So if you can hunt us down, you'll have access to talk to us as well.
Yeah, I mean, last time we were there till pretty late.
We were, yes. And it's just one of those things where it seems like nobody wants to leave. So there's a lot of great momentum when you bring this incredible community together in person. And I think we see that best at our annual conference. And I think you will feel like you are missing out if you book your ticket that way. So that's just a little public service announcement. People that have been to the conference before probably realize that. If you haven't been yet, you will want to make sure you're there as late as possible through Tuesday. So just don't even book that flight till Wednesday morning. We have been locking in some exciting speakers and some really great sessions and some mini tracks that are going to be widely appealing to your staff. And we're not quite prepared to make the announcements yet, but they are coming soon. And we think we'll have some names that you'll recognize and some sessions and tracks that are exactly what you've been asking for the last 2 years. We have been listening and we're able to help put that together this time. So stay tuned. Grab those tickets before the pricing expires on the 30th and get prepared for a really, really exciting time. And make sure you're putting the budget in place to bring more of your staff this year, because that content is going to be very wide. It's not just a tech conference, as we keep saying.
Awesome. Anything else to talk about today? No?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
All right.
Another sunny day in Phoenix.
We'll see you next time.
All right.
And today's show was produced by Emily Foreman.
And Nick was our audio engineer and does all the post-processing of putting out on social media.
And Jim Michael does all the editing and the audio.
And our amazing show notes are typed up and put together by Michael Garrison. This episode of Rockcast is brought to you by Rock sponsor Secure Search and Safeguard from Abuse, providers of background checks and child abuse prevention training. Connect with Secure Search and Safeguard from Abuse today at rockrms.com/sponsors.